Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Be Taken For Granted from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, before you begin to relax nice and deeply, I'm just going to say a little about how you can behave in ways that will make people more likely to value and appreciate you. Maybe you're listening to this because you feel underappreciated at work, or by your partner, your friends, or your family. Perhaps you feel some people just assume you'll take care of things, and that they barely bother to thank you these days. When you behave in a consistent way over time, other people start to expect you to always behave in this way. You can even start to become defined by other people as Patient Sue or Dependable Fred. Being consistently helpful, hardworking, and dependable are fantastic qualities, of course. And the fact that you're listening to this suggests you have real strengths and capabilities that you deserve to be proud of. The problem is that people have a tendency to get used to the way things are, and they stop appreciating how much good there is in their life. As the comedian Eddie Izzard once pointed out, instead of being awestruck that they're about to fly thousands of miles through the air, many people grumble resentfully if their flight is delayed by 15 minutes. And instead of being amazed by the speed of a microwave, they get impatient at having to wait 3 minutes for their dinner. But while people are within their rights to ignore or appreciate their material possessions as much or as little as they like, a relationship between people is different. If you're putting in extra time at work, or cleaning up after your partner all the time, and you're not being appreciated for it by your boss or your partner, that is an unequal relationship and an unfair deal. So how can you make people more likely to appreciate you? For starters, if it's appropriate, you can schedule some time with the person to talk about how you feel. It's often more helpful to focus the conversation on how you've been feeling and what you'd like them to do differently, rather than accuse them of not caring or calling them selfish. This means they'll be less likely to feel defensive or that their character is being attacked. You can also take stock of how much effort you're putting into the relationship or your role at work. If your efforts are not being reciprocated, if your partner doesn't also make an effort for you, or your boss ignores your extra work and isn't compensating you for it, you can plan what changes in your behaviour you could make. Are there times it would be more appropriate to politely say no to a request at work, explaining that you have other commitments? Or to make some new house rules that balance the work you and your partner do? These common sense tips become much easier to implement once you actually feel more confident and assertive in yourself. So as you get ready to relax very deeply over the course of the next few minutes, it's these emotional and psychological skills of being more self-confident and standing up for yourself that you'll now be strengthening in the hypnotic part of this session. Now, as you prepare to relax into a deeper state of physical comfort, and to allow that mind to become still, more calm with each and every breath, you can begin by closing those eyelids, if you haven't yet, and just notice, for a moment, the position of that body there. The details, like the distance between the legs, the distance between the arms, the rise and fall of the chest as those lungs breathe in and out, the sounds of these words, and the changes in how you experience these words as you relax into a more dreamlike state, where you don't need to make conscious sense of what I'm saying to you. Now, it can begin to feel so much easier, can it not, to drift into a slower, more restful state, like a runner who's been expending so much effort, really pushing themselves, and now has reached a place where they can finally just rest, to get their breath back, and lie back in satisfaction, and gaze up at the sky, and with a deep, deep sigh, and a smile on their face, they can really properly relax, as if the sunlight and the purity of the air was caressing them, gently penetrating each and every muscle, each and every cell. And as you notice those facial muscles smoothing out, and those shoulders loosening, you can begin to drift even deeper into how it feels when you're engaged in something you really enjoy, a hobby, a sport, something where you engage your attention and become absorbed in the experience so much that time begins to fly by. And how does that feel? That sense of purposeful absorption as you immerse yourself in that activity, seeing what you see, hearing the sounds, as if you're doing it right now, and you can feel a strong, purposeful energy in that body, how you trust yourself enough to forget about yourself and to lose yourself in that activity. That simple, instinctive confidence that can become stronger and stronger as you relax even more deeply into this experience. And as you relax deeper still, you can let that confidence flow with you as I talk about how, when two people shake hands, there's an appropriate level of pressure that each person needs to offer for that to be a friendly, balanced handshake. And if the grasp of the person shaking your hand is half-hearted and limp, like a dead fish, it intuitively feels wrong, even unsettling, because you realize that person isn't engaging fully. They're not reciprocating fully. And you can't balance that handshake by gripping more firmly yourself. And just as experiencing a dead fish handshake feels unsettling, so the feeling that you are underappreciated in a relationship, that the other person isn't reciprocating or warmly thanking you, is an emotional signal that all is not right in this relationship, that there is an imbalance. and a holy man once passed through a village. And the villagers warned him to avoid a certain tree, for a vicious snake resided there. And the wise man told the villagers not to fear, for it would not bite him. And so he approached the tree and spoke to the snake, and carefully explained to the snake that it was wrong to bite the villagers. And the snake replied, "I understand your words, O Holy One, but my temper gets the best of me. And when the villagers come close, I get so angry I feel compelled to bite them." So the wise man gave the snake a sacred word to say to himself whenever he got angry that would dissipate his anger instantly and allow him to remain calm and peaceful. And while the holy man remained in the village, all was calm. And the snake remained peacefully in the tree. And if people ever walked close to the tree, and he felt the old irritation building, he said the sacred word to himself, and instantly calmed down again. And the villagers went about their days in safety. And the wise man went off again on his travels. And it was some months later that he returned to the village and was horrified to see some children kicking the snake and throwing it in the air over and over like a toy. And he shouted at the children in fury to stop at once and leave the snake alone. And the children fled, while the snake slithered painfully towards the wise man, bruised and bleeding, and told him that since they'd been gone, the villagers had become more and more abusive and disrespectful towards the snake. And nearly every day he received some new injury as people took out their aggression on him, or just used him as a plaything. And the holy man looked at the snake in great concern and said to him, "I told you it was wrong to bite people, but I didn't tell you not to hiss." And just like that snake, humans have a built-in signal system to remind people to respect them. Because the person who lowers their head, touches their face a lot, ums and ahs and hesitates when talking, perhaps with a higher pitch in their voice, who points their feet slightly together, and tries to quickly fill any pause in the conversation, is communicating something very different from the person who stands up straight, who is comfortable pausing to think, whose voice is calm and authoritative, whose head remains relatively still, whose movements are purposeful, and who can make appropriate eye contact in a calmly confident way. And those kinds of signals instinctively influence other people and you yourself. And they come from opposite ends of the spectrum of status and dominance. And everything we do gives off a signal about where we feel we are on that spectrum. And everyone needs to be able to move along the spectrum as the situation requires. Because if you're meeting the Queen of England, the status signals you communicate with your body will be different than if you're giving your child a telling off for being rude. And I'm curious what changes you might begin to make in what signals you give off in those situations where until now you've been taken for granted. And as you relax even deeper, that's it, becoming ever more deeply engrossed in that enjoyable activity where you completely trust yourself to forget about yourself and give your all to what you're doing with instinctive confidence in yourself. You can just let that confidence flow even more strongly through that body, that strong sense of purposeful flow, once again building up inside a powerful force of confidence and instinctive trust in yourself. As you consider how things are going to change in the future, as you get a sense of a future you over there who's calmer and more assertive, who holds their head higher and speaks with more steady, unruffled authority, sending out those instinctive status signals, remembering that you can be a kind and good person, but it's important that you still know how to hiss. And they perhaps talk to someone who's been taking you for granted in a different way, explaining how you feel, what changes you'd like to see, as that future you sets new rules for what they are willing to offer in the handshake of that relationship. But making it clear that they won't be shaking hands as much as they used to unless they can feel an answering grip, unless the handshake is reciprocated, and you can just watch that future you over there in that future situation right now. And what will that be like to merge with that future experience now and experience this confident assertiveness from the inside, this feeling of purposeful flow, as you know how to say no politely when it's appropriate, and how to calmly and firmly explain to someone when they're acting inappropriately, and how it will feel to have had a conversation about how you'd like things to change, or to have deliberately made changes in what you agree to do for someone, and to know that You're changing. Already. Now. And you can listen to this session often and deepen these changes each time you do so. And for now, you can prepare to become wide awake in your own time, perhaps by first noticing the position of your body, the sensation of the surface you're resting on, perhaps becoming more aware of any sounds around you, and as you return yourself to the here and now, feeling refreshed and alert, you can just come all the way back now. That's it. And as you open up your eyes, you might enjoy a nice stretch. And welcome back. Good. Now, we recommend listening to this session every day for a week at first, and after that, just as often as you like. What you're looking for is the fact that you instinctively begin to send off signals that you're a person to be respected, that you find yourself naturally behaving differently with people who've been taking you for granted. You'll find it more natural to talk directly to people who've taken you for granted in the past and set some new ground rules with them. There are other associated sessions at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may find useful, such as Stand Up for Yourself and Confidence with Your Boss. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you.